Well, we should have some real excitement with Dr. Lee Gree's Show of Wonders from now on. Or Doc has added a menagerie to the show. And we imagine the lion, wildcat, and boa constrictor snake will give poor old Charcoal plenty of trouble. But there is more excitement in the ranks tonight. A boy has told our adventurers that the little girl with blonde hair fainted on the street in the town of Picota, and that she has been taken to a hospital in Lumpkin, 25 miles away. And our party is now on the way to Lumpkin to see if the girl is the lost heiress to the $50,000 fortune. Here they are.
Mrs. Duff. Hey, Mr. Duff.
Charcoal's calling you, Dad.
What is it, Charcoal?
He's just about out of gas. Must I stop up here at this filling station and get some?
Well, yes, if you think we need it. What town is this we're coming into now, Charcoal?
I think it's Lumpkin, Dad. We've come about 25 miles, and that's just how far it is that the little boy sent to the hospital where they took the little girl who fainted.
Yeah, this is Lumpkin. Does I go straight to the hospital, Mr. Doc, or does I stop here to get some gas? I'm scared we ain't got enough to go much further.
Well, I guess we'd better stop then.
Say, Dad, don't you think we'd better give these animals and the snake some water?
We'd better give the lion and the wildcat some water. But I don't know whether snakes drink water or not.
Well, we can put some water in the cage anyway. Maybe he'd like to have a bath.
Hey, Doc, what are you stopping here for? Ain't you going straight to the hospital and look for Miss Betty?
Charco wants to put some gas in the tank first, Sheriff.
Yeah, I guess I better stop, too, and give old Fool Love a drink of water.
She's about to burn up.
Hey, ain't this the town we're looking for?
Yes, this is Lumpkin.
Well, I'll just go and ask this here filling station man where the hospital is. Hey, jump in, Jehoshaphat. Come here, everybody, quick.
What's the matter, Sheriff?
Well, look here. The door to this lion's cage is open.
Open? Why, it is unlocked, isn't it?
Yes, it is partly open. Close it quick, Charcoal.
Who closed which?
Close the door to the lion's cage. And hurry up before he gets out. We don't want to cause a panic in this town.
Man, I'm in a panic now just looking at that half-open door. And that big man either licking his tongue out and looking right square at me. Let the sheriff close the door.
Yeah, that's right. The sheriff's not afraid to close it, are you, Sheriff?
Well, I'm a manhunter, not a lion tamer.
I'll close it.
Sure, so will I. Come on, boy.
Oh, you won't now. You boys keep back now. You boys keep back. Why, you just enough of one mouthful for that lion when he's hungry, and he sure looks hungry now. I'll close the door. I ain't scared of him. I'll close it.
Atta boy, Charcoal. I knew you weren't afraid of him.
And look him in the eye, Charcoal, and he'll slink right away from you. That's the way I used to do them when I was a lion hunter.
Quick now, Charcoal. Slam the door, throw the catch, and get away. Quick.
Oh, he did it.
Oh, Charcoal, you'd better go across the street over there and get some meat for the lion, because there's no telling when that other man fed him.
Yeah, that's right. You know, if you keep a lion well fed, they're not so mean.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, I'm going to feed him 10 times a day. Lord, I sure want to keep on the good side of that ferocious beast.
Well, you go ahead and get the meat, Charcoal. Dad's looking after the gas.
Look, Sonny, these people stare as if they never saw a lion before.
Yeah, look at them. You know, we told Dad yesterday that these animals would help to draw a crowd.
See, wouldn't it be great if the lion could do some tricks? Boy, we could draw a crowd then, couldn't we?
Hey, I'll tell you what. Let's tell Charcoal that Dad's going to build a great big cage. You know, one big enough to train the lion in. And we'll tell him that he'll have to go in the lion's cage and train him.
Well, it just don't seem to be no business head to this here show troop at all. Don't you all see these people hanging around here, Doc? Don't you see how sickly they look? What have you got in that truck to sell?
What do you mean, Sheriff?
I mean, why in thunder don't you get up there on that platform and sell some medicine? Even if you don't sell but 5 bottles, that's $5. And don't forget you're going to need all the money you can get your hands on. What with these wild animals to feed Miss Betty in the hospital?
You're right, Sheriff. But I'm in too great a hurry to get to the hospital and find out if the little girl there is really Betty.
Well, why in tarnation? Why don't you let Sonny and Buddy and Charcoal give the show and sell the medicine? They've done it while you was in the hospital for several weeks, and I guess they can do it again for the few minutes it'll take you to get to the hospital and back.
Why, sure, Dad. We'll put on the show. You go ahead and see if the girl in the hospital is really Betty. And get back as quick as you can and let us know.
All right. I'll hurry just as fast as I can. I'll take your car, Sheriff, and you help Charcoal with the medicine sale.
Sure, go right ahead, Doc.
Oh, here comes Charcoal with the meat for the animals.
And look at the kids following him. Why, Charcoal must have told every boy and girl in town what he was going to do with the meat.
Come on, everybody. Come on, but don't get too close, because this lion is mighty hungry. and he's liable to take a bite out of something else out of this meat I brought him. Now, wait a minute. Now, how's I going to get this meat in the cage?
Well, just open the door and throw it in, Charco.
Open which and throw what in where?
No, sir. That lion is liable to like dark meat better than he does red meat. He's liable to grab my hand before he does this beef. I'm going to push it through the bars with this stick.
Well, hurry, Charco. We want to put on a shoe and sell some medicine while the crowd is still here.
Now, folks, just as soon as Charco, this great animal trainer here, gets through feeding the menagerie, we're going to give you some free entertainment. Don't go away. We're almost ready to start the show now.
Hey, come on, Charco. Start the music.
We'll make the announcement short and snappy, Sonny.
Okay, buddy.
Now, folks, give us your attention for just a minute, please. You all saw how that lion grabbed that meat and ate it up before you could bat your eyes. Well, that just shows you what a healthy appetite will do for you. And if you want a great big healthy appetite, here's the answer to all your troubles. A bottle of Dr. Legree's tonic and tuna. And, man, I sure wish I'd have had some of Dr. Legree's tonic and tuna yesterday.
Well, what was the matter with you yesterday, Ralphus?
Oh, man, I had the worstest toothache I ever had in my life.
Well, has your tooth stopped aching now, Ralphus?
I don't know if it stopped aching or not.
How come you don't know if your tooth has stopped aching?
Cause the dentist kept it. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Little Sambo while he tells you how it feels to be swinging in a hammock.
Swinging in a hammock underneath the tree. Just you and I together, swaying in the breeze. And we'll be listening to a bluebird singing up above. He says he'll be the lookout while we're making love. As we go high low, playing peekaboo with all the stars up in the sky. High low, in a cradle made of dreams, we'll watch the clouds roll by. Nearest thing to heaven that I ever knew is swinging in a hammock all alone with you.
You know what you're talking about, Sambo? I look good at it. Man, I used to be on the stage.
Well, how'd you get there?
Somebody threw my hat up there and I had to go after it. Yeah, but you're not, man. I can act.
Yeah, all right. Just give me a little sample of your acting. Do something dramatic.
Some grammar? All right. Charco, play me a little hurry-up music on the piano there, will you? All right, here I come, Sambo.
I'm waiting to see you act. Come on.
All right. My goodness, we can't escape.
Can't escape? How come we can't escape?
The house is surrounded.
The house is surrounded? By what?
Trees.
Oh, yeah. You crazy, Bill. The house is surrounded by trees, you crazy galoot. You can't act. Now, you just watch me, and I'll show you some acting what is acting.
Mm.
Give me a little hurry up music, Charco. Is you ready for me to act, Rasta?
Of course I'm ready. Come on, boy.
Okay, here comes. The lady stood on the railroad track. The train was coming at a fast rate of speed.
The lady stood on the railroad track, and the train was coming fast.
The engineer blew his whistle and rang his bell.
Yeah, blew his whistle and rang his bell.
The engineer hollered for her to move, but she wouldn't move.
She wouldn't move.
The conductor hollered for her to move, but she wouldn't move.
She wouldn't move.
Everybody hollered for the lady to get off the railroad track, but she wouldn't move.
She wouldn't move.
At last. The train struck her.
And then
she moved.
Oh, you're crazy.
And now for a change, ladies and gentlemen. My little playmate Rastus, he's going to tell you what happens between showers. Tell it to him, Rastus.
Between showers, I met her walking among flowers. We started talking. Then while it was raining, we stood neath a tree and lingered on. Yes, between showers. Between showers, 'twas so distressing. It seemed hours. She kept me guessing. But while it was raining, she gave me a kiss. I gave it back, yes, between showers. The lightning was frightening, so I held her hand. We huddled and cuddled, the storm was just grand. It thundered, I wondered, did she understand? When I whispered, dear, I love you, between showers, she did some cooing. Beneath bowers, I did some wooing. And while it was raining, she made up her mind and answered, yes. Between showers.
And here comes Dr. Ebenezer Everbottom to relieve you of all your aches and pains. $1 bottle, and you can't get no better medicine nowhere
in the world. Sonny! Sonny! Bobby!
Listen, Sonny. Didn't you hear someone calling?
Sonny! Bobby!
It sounded like, stop the calliope, Charcoal. Stop it.
Sonny, Buddy!
It is, it's Betty.
Oh, we found her. Buddy. Oh, Betty. Betty, at last we found you.
Oh, Betty, she was so glad to see you.
Betty, I'm so glad to see you.
Oh, Betty, where have you been?
Oh, I've been
Well, that was a surprise. Now that Betty is found, let's hope nothing happens to prevent her getting the fortune that is coming to her.